This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. And why, by the way, Merry Christmas. For all of you exceptional Americans out there, we're brainwashing you today. Now, listen, we're just right up front. We're just telling you, we're brainwashing. It's okay to move around the country and say Merry Christmas. Absolutely it is. One person at a time. One exceptional American at a time. Wish them Merry Christmas. Anyway, welcome to the show. You know, if you're just a little bit slow on the uptake and you weren't listening the first 2 hours of Agenda 21 Radio, there is a theme going on. It's called the Christian theme of Merry Christmas. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. You know, I have some wonderful neighbors. They are not Christians. They're proud Americans, but they have a different faith, which, by the way, I'm not going to talk about it. It's fantastic. Their belief system. They are strong Americans, though. They differ from me. However, they celebrate Christmas. It's amazing. This is amazing how America works, really. It really truly is. It's just I'm so proud of my neighbors. I really am. You know, I said, hey, you know, to my neighbor, I said, you know, I understand your different faith and everything, but how come you celebrate Christmas? In fact, every year that I've been here a long time, and every year I've noticed that he goes out and puts up his Christmas lights and adorns the house in a myriad of Christmas lights every day after Thanksgiving. He's out there doing it. It takes him a couple days. Now, dear old me, I take a string of lights and throw them out on the bushes and light it up. Yeah, there it is. Merry Christmas. But this guy gets at it. I mean, he goes at it, and he's not a Christian. So, and they celebrate all, and I mean, they festoon their house in things of, God forbid, Halloween. and they have the it's amazing. You know, they've got all that. Yeah, they've got all the spider webs out there on the plants and all the, you know, monsters. It's just wonderful to see. And then Thanksgiving, they've got their house there. And so every major holiday, they celebrate. And so Christmas being a big one, then they festoon, like I said, their house with all kinds of, you know, things. Christmas. And so I said to him, I said, you know, I don't get it. I said, you know, you're not a Christian, but you celebrate Christmas more so than any Christian I've ever seen in my life. And he looked at me, he smiled, he kind of laughed. He says, yeah, that's true. I'm not a Christian. I'm an American. And Christmas is an American holiday. And I'm proud to be an American celebrating an American holiday. Now, that's called assimilation. Well, I mean, and you know, that's why I say, that's why I love about this country is that we can do those sort of things. We can appreciate one another's heritage, and that's what he appreciates. You see, he is an American. He's a proud American, and he's fourth, fifth generation American. And this is his holiday, Christmas, as it should be yours, and especially if you are a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you better... well, go to the church and try and figure that one out. Everybody needs to have that coming too, if you know what I mean. And what I'm saying here is it's okay to be a Christian in America again, and you can pontificate all you want to. You can say Merry Christmas to people in stores. You can demand some of your stores put up Christmas decorations and stop talking about this holiday business stuff. Happy holidays. You know, when people say that to me, I just have never liked that. Happy. Listen, I was in education. I saw how the holiday thing worked out to destroy Christmas, right? I always said, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I had student council kids, and they were really very, very adamant about this Merry Christmas business. And boy, the teachers would go nuts. You're teaching them Christianity. No, I'm not. I'm allowing them free speech. Used to get that crap from teachers that, I'm sorry. In other words, they would belittle my student council kids. This, you know, it's kind of interesting being a leadership instructor, children, high school students and adults. It was very, very interesting some of the things you get yourselves into, especially with high school students and the level of sophistication and the things that they want to do, and you have to give them good guidance and things like that, and sometimes they stray. Oh, really? You're giving the keys to the kingdom to students and they stray. Go figure. Well, they would. But that was one of the things that always came up. Our kids would always wish everybody Merry Christmas. They got that. They understood what was going on back in the day. We're talking about the 80s and 90s now. They saw this thing coming and they stopped it. At least we did for a while at our schools. The political correctness business. And they did. They came. They said, no, Mr. Preston, we will always say Merry Christmas. And I just smiled. I was not about to say, oh, don't say that. You're gonna offend Mrs. So-and-so. And that teacher's not going to like you. And they're going to talk about me at the faculty meeting. And, ah! Just a few of my memories about what was going on in that whole notion to bring about Christianity in schools and maintain it. Because you had a right to be there and maintain your Christianity, if you know what I mean. Well, just a little side note to Christianity. That's why I say it's okay to be a Christian in America. And it's also okay to be an American and embrace American holidays. Isn't that something else? It's an American holiday. It's his holiday. And by the way, how dare anyone even attempt to take away an American holiday from an American citizen, right? He understands by political correctness you can't do it, and it won't happen on his time or with his family. By the way, come out dressed up in Christmas style. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, so getting back to some real facts, we're going to be talking. God, we got California stuff coming out the wazoo. Wazoo. This is something that up on Fox News came across the screen, so I pulled it up. Skeleton Crew is the title of their ghostly boat carrying remains of possible defectors wash ashore as desperation grips North Korea. A boat with the remains of 8 sailors washed ashore on Japan's North Korean-facing coast just days after the body of a suspected North Korean man and parts of a wrecked wooden craft were discovered on a Japanese island. Let's see. And some other little side note to history here. Cuba's Raul Castro meets with North Korean diplomat in bid to ease nuclear worries. Really? Raul Castro, the good Jesuit that he is, going to meet with... I know. You can't be a communist and a Jesuit at the same time, right? Because Raul Castro is a communist. But, yeah, hey, this is the thing that I find very interesting. When we were talking about Ahmadinejad, remember he was the president of Iran for a long time? And everybody said, oh, well, he's a Muslim, and, you know, he's a Shia and all this stuff. You know? Yeah, right. And then when he reported, did you know that he was a communist? And people went, you can't be both. Really? You can't be both? You can't be a communist and you can't be a Shia Muslim? They started thinking about that. And, wow. You know, Ahmadinejad, remember, he was one of the people who raided the embassy in Tehran that caused Jimmy Carter so much angst in the world. And, of course, that's where all the terrorism started, right? Well, well, well. Maybe not from there, but how about Saudi Arabia? Anyway, stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, Merry Christmas. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Anyway, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, this is something. There's a psychic connection going on with Chris Street and myself somehow, I guess. Over the last couple, I was in some of the brick and mortar places looking for gifts and things like that, and quite an experience. Quite an experience. Anyway, but I was noticing people walking out of the stores with Christmas trees. Fake Christmas trees, you know. Of course, blasphemy. Blasphemers. Fake Christmas trees. Now, I got to tell you, I'm the kind of guy who drives up into the mountains up here and gets a permit from the Forest Service and cuts down the tree. Okay, one of those kind of deals. And this is a great story. This is a great story, though. So one year, I couldn't get out. Some things happened. And I couldn't get a tree. I could go out and buy a store-bought tree, but, you know, I'm stubborn. I don't want a store-bought tree. Go to the Christmas place and buy it. And so I was finally committed that I was going to do that. I said, all right, I'm going to do that. So I said, the next day I'm going to get up and go get a tree. It's getting, like, really close and everything. I'm like, I got to get a tree. So it was just hysterical. We had a bad windstorm. Bad windstorm that night. And all of a sudden, you know, dogs start barking, and I don't know what they're barking about. So I get up and roaming around, looking around, and going, what's all this about? Finally, couldn't see anything because it was dark out. Go figure. So then what happens? Wake up in the morning. Okay, time to go get the tree. And I look out in the pool. In the pool is a tree. I'm going, what the? So I walk out there. Now, I've got redwoods around my house. One of the tops of the redwood tree broke off and fell into the pool. About, guess what? 8 feet of it. This is no joke. I have pictures. 8 feet of it. So I said to myself, is this a message from God? So guess what I had for a tree that year? The top of the redwood that broke off in my... I'm serious, I did that. I couldn't resist it. I said, this is fate. This is fate. So I decorated, put lights on it. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I had to trim it up a little bit, you know, make it look like... But the top of a tree broke off, and there... These are big, tall trees, by the way. You know, and it grew back. I mean, it's not... We didn't harm the tree. The wind broke it off. It's for all you tree huggers out there. I got my own tree from my own property. Go figure. I never in my life would I have done that before. But it was hysterical, I think. About 5 years or 6 years ago, maybe? Something like that. Anyway, so I wanted to share that with... But this is the big thing that I noticed in the store, though, when I was out there. People buying these Christmas trees. I was in a Walmart. I was in a couple other major... I'll mention the Walmart. And of course, in Sam's Club and Costco. And people just walking out with these fake trees. And I thought, well, okay. No, but then, all of a sudden, I wake up this morning, and here it is. Chris Street, our own Chris Street, of course, the economist that he is, writes a story. It's on Breitbart. Fake Chinese trees driving U.S. Christmas tree growers out of business. Now, for those of you who don't understand, up in Oregon, in particular, in Washington, in Northern California, there's a lot of Christmas tree growers. And they grow these trees, and they trim them up. And, of course, you can go out to these growers in Northern California, I'm sure in other parts of the country, too. And it take a day, go out and get in the, you know, this is the big thing on Thanksgiving, is to go out and see the colors in Northern California and all the Sierras and all that good stuff. And it's interesting because there's all these tree growers out there, and they grow acres and acres and acres of Christmas trees, and people come up, they celebrate, they have hot apple cider, go to Apple Hill sometime. I mean, it's just wonderful, exquisite. But I don't do that. No, I go get a permit for $10. I don't know what they are right now. I haven't gotten one in a couple of years. But you go out there and you drive off in your four-wheel drive and you're jumping around and you find a tree. Oh, there's one right there. And you cut it down. You're coming home with a fresh tree, really. And so it's really big business. In fact, what's really interesting is they cut these trees down, you know, at least a couple months before Christmas. And then they store them on property, especially if they're in Oregon. They take all these trees and they stack them up on properties of people that rent their lots to them. So the weather's where the weather's really cold at about 6,000-7,000 feet. Kind of it's like a refrigerator for the trees, of course. I bet you didn't know that. But now we have competition from Chinese fake trees. And it says here, there are approximately 350 million Christmas trees currently growing on farms. I mean, where does he get this stuff? I've got to ask him about this. Where do you get this stuff, Chris? About Christmas trees. It's amazing. And again, we're celebrating the economy for obvious reasons. It says here, they're across the United States to service annual demand of about 25 to 30 million, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. There's an association. Of course there is. The NCTA projects the average consumer will spend $82 for a real tree this year. This is up 10% from last year, but the price for a tree has spiked by 210% from $38.50 in 2014. Gee, many Christmas. $10 in a day of exciting out in the woods hunting, sometimes dangerous on slick, snowy roads, will get you a tree. The other way. The dominant West Coast supplier of real Christmas trees is Oregon, like I said. This is a cold read. I haven't read the article. It pops up. I saw this. I got to put it up. It says here, Oregon data compiled by the Oregon Department of Agriculture found that falling demand due to the rising sales of artificial trees caused the annual number of trees cut and sold by Oregon growers to drop by 26% between 2010 and 2015. And as a result, the number of active growers dropped during the period of 30% from 699 to 485. The industry trade group for artificial trees is, there's a trade group, God, American Christmas Tree Association. Oh, there's the National Christmas Tree Association and the American Christmas Tree Association is for the phony fake trees, which is dominated by Chinese companies, there you go, that produce over 85% of the fake trees. Fake tree revenues of $1 billion topped real tree sales in 2011 and continue to climb. The number of real trees sold in 2010 and sold in 2016 was basically unchanged at 27 million. But the number of fake trees sold more than doubled from 8 million to almost 19 million. Wow. Boy, there's a demographic right there because it's the old folks like us that are going out and getting the real trees. And the youngsters, the millennials, are getting the fake ones because they're going to last longer, right? Every year. You don't, why go out and buy a new one next year and the year after that? They'll last you a good 10, 12 years. A friend of mine has one that's been putting it up in his house for 30 years. Chinese producers claim plastic trees are better because they are less messy and do not carry molds. But the reason for the acceleration of real Christmas tree loss of market share is the prices simply keep growing. The vicious economic cycle of fewer growers and higher prices is accelerating the trend of consumers switching to fake trees. That's really I really would agree with that. You know, very seldom, sometimes I do disagree. I'm not going to disagree on that one. The healthychild.org blog warns that even if artificial trees are cheaper and last longer than real trees, fake trees are made from petroleum-based PVC plastics and release dioxins over time. Dioxins are toxic and can be absorbed through the skin and stored in fatty tissues, which there they may cause cancer, neurological damage, and many other serious health issues in both humans and animals. Although artificial trees are assumed to be less vulnerable to fire, AccuWeather warns that fake trees may be much more flammable than real trees. Fake trees are almost not biodegradable because of the plastic fibers are fused and glued in their metal frames. All right, fake or real? Fake or real? I say real myself. I love the smell of a real tree. and especially the ones that come flying out of the air and into your pool. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, I was just waiting for all this to start happening now. John Flight, first it was Katie Grimes. Now it's John Fleischman carrying articles about California lawmakers have enabled culture of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Listen, I can tell you, the California lawmakers, especially the ones that are there now, are perverts, in my opinion. Did I say that? Starting at the top, of course, Jerry Brown, perverted soul that he is, says the issue of sexual harassment has jumped to the forefront. This is an article. California lawmakers enabled culture of sexual harassment. Enabled. And they have done a very good job of protecting themselves. Says the issue of sexual harassment has jumped to the forefront of public disclosure or discourse in a relatively short period of time, with revelations about alleged sexual misconduct ranging from the inappropriate to the illegal. My God, The accusations have flown from studios of Hollywood to the halls of Congress, from film executive Harvey Weinstein to longtime television personalities Charlie Rose, from National Public Radio News Chief Michael Oreskes, and to Senator Al Franken, from Congressman John Conyers to Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. Ah, the Roy Moore thing, that's nothing. There's more information coming out about the accuser of Roy Moore, of course, and about what a fraud she is and all this other good stuff. I mean, we're going to get into that tomorrow. With each passing day, more stories are coming out, and the California State Capitol, while a relative sideshow compared to some of the more newsworthy persons dominating national politics, has been turned on its head. In mid-October, a bipartisan group of more than 140 women, lawmakers, lobbyists, and consultants signed a letter calling attention to pervasive sexual harassment in California politics. Now, sign the letter. Who is on that letter? Who signed the letter? Let's see here. I'm looking for anybody I know on the letter. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the letter. You can snap to the letter on the article. And I'm looking at the letter of the names. Let's see. I know some people here. Let's see. Adam Lua, Samantha Corbin, Alicia Lewis, Christine Pelosi, Chair, California Democratic Women's Caucus, Victoria Stewart, Danielle Kando Kaiser, Lee Corwin, Deanna Johnston, just a few names, Pamela Lopez, Buffy Wicks, Angela Gonzalez, Amy Thorma Tan, Kim Stone. Now, these are California lobbyists and assorted other sundry people that are protesting all this sexual harassment business in the state capitol. Jerry Brown, are you there, buddy? Come on, help a brother out. Jerry, are you there controlling people such as Kevin De Leon? No. Just go let them sexually harass women. It's okay. It's okay. Your capital, right? You own it. Deep in the bowels of the capital sits Jerry Brown under his desk with all the other vermin of the world. Says Jennifer Faring, Rachel Simmental, let's see, Martha Miller, Paula Treat, Rebecca Luby, Marco Yeshera, Faith Conley, Jody Hicks, Maggie Chandra, Carla Chang, Kelly Boyd, Christina Urbe, Laura Parma. I know, some of you are waiting for me to say somebody else, right? I'm not going to say, it's not there. I'm telling you, it's not there. Jenna Price, and the list goes on. I'm just not going to spend any more time. It's an extensive list. There's probably 100 or so names on this list, and I don't recognize one in particular, which is good. Which is good. Anyway, so we get this list going on, and boy, are they being harassed. Yeah, boy, I wouldn't want to be on that list. No, I mean, you know, maybe I would be. I don't believe in sex. And listen, I got to tell you that the sexual harassment in the state capital of California is legendary. Since in mid-October, a bipartisan group of more than 140 women, they signed the letter calling attention to sexual harassment in California politics. Since that time, two California state legislature, Tony Cordoza from Artesia, a Democrat, I'm shocked to see this, and Assemblyman Raul Basungra of Pacoima have been embroiled in scandal with multiple women coming forward making scathing accusations about each. I'm shocked to see gambling going on around here. Aren't you, ladies and gentlemen? In the case of former Cardoza, he has denied the allegations. Senate Pro Tem Kevin De Leon, enter Kevin De Leon from stage left, or Planet Venus. Planet Venus recently suspended Cordoza's chairmanship of the powerful state Senate Banking Committee, pending further investigation. There you go, Kevy. There you go, Mr. Leon. Kevin Leon. Forget that D business. No, it doesn't mean Kevin Democrat Leon. It's Kevin capital D, small e, big L. All in one word, of course. Pending further investigation with regards to Bocanegra. I'm not saying this right. Bocanegra. something like that. He has admitted wrongdoing. He's lamp onto my feet. Facing increasing scrutiny, he has announced that he will be resigning from the legislature, albeit on an arbitrary date he picked in September of next year. Next year's September. You know, not the one we just had. Next year's 2018. Get it? Assembly Speaker Rendon, a Democrat from South Coast, has removed him from the leadership position and his committee assignments. I won't take the time in this column to detail the specific allegations against both, but suffice it to say they paint an alarming picture of a culture in the state capitol that has been permissive of such bad behavior or worse. You know, I'm really disappointed in John Fleischman on that one. Now we have to go out and talk to people and bring it to you what is really going on. And we're going to do that. We're going to paint the picture. Speaking of an examination or exemptions, the Los Angeles Times put in a request for details of any formal investigations of sexual abuse. And it received a brief summary indicating that in the last decade, there had been 31 such investigations, 15 in the state Senate and 16 in the state assembly. But the legislature has refused to provide any more detail. I'm shocked that the legislature is not giving you anything based upon a FOIA request. And that's Paul Preston speaking. Now, getting back to Jerry Brown. Did I say Jerry Brown? Well, better start flushing it down because here we go with this one. The pontiff loves Jerry Brown. And we all know that. Jerry Brown is the lapdog of the Pope. We know that. He's a lapdog. He's a lapdog. Boy, is he a lapdog. The Vatican extols pro-abortion Governor Jerry Brown as true leader who defends human dignity. I put this up there. Actually, I didn't. I'm blaming someone else. At my request, they did. And this is, you know, kind of, so I'm not like, I'm pro-abortion. Extols pro-abortion Governor Jerry Brown. The Vatican gave a shout-out to California's Jerry Brown. This is from Thomas Williams, PhD. He always writes about the pontiff and Jerry Brown. Sunday, praising him for his war against climate change and his defense of human dignity and freedom. In a tweet from Cassina Pio the Fourth, the headquarters of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the Vatican called Brown a true leader while signaling out the Democrat governor's concern for the good of the planet threatened by human activity that uses fossil fuels. Most questionably, the message lauded Governor Brown, a darling of Planned Parenthood and zealous advocate of abortion on demand, as a leader who seeks the good of the people, defending the dignity of freedom of each person. The tweet ends with a triple emancipation of human hands clasped in prayer. Really? Jerry Brown. I thought Catholics didn't support abortion. But, you know, you never know with a maniacal person like Jerry Brown. You know, what
he's undoing the UN. One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also our sister site, New California, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so what in the world is newcaliforniastate.com all about? What is it? What is this movement of New California? New California is the movement to make the 51st state of the Union a state from another state. It's like mitosis. Those of you that understand biology have heard that term before, mitosis. What we mean by that is that a cell splits off and forms a new cell. Now, if you're a human being and you have multiple cells, right now your body is replacing cells that need to be replaced and growing new cells in different places, and that's normal. You are the entire body. Now, like this nation, we are the embodiment with the 50 states. Our body is going to grow in this nation by one more state, and it's called New California. We are going to split off by, like mitosis. This is a little simple little comparison here. Like mitosis to form the 51st state. In fact, we have this little saying. It's a saying I coined years ago. Making a more perfect union. See, we are the union of states. That's why we're called the United States. But we are a union. And it was in the Civil War that we were breaking apart the Union. It's real simple to understand that. That was big mitosis. That was hacking off an arm is what it was, or cutting the body in half, cutting the body of the United States in half. The body whole was going to be halved. It was going to be separated, broken up. Now you see, this is what the globalists want today. The modern day globalists, United Nations, they want a complete dismemberment of the United States of America, and they'll do it any way they possibly can. They can do it politically, they can do it geopolitically, they can do it through, you know, regionalism. They'll do anything they possibly can through policies. They'll get people in high places, want to tear apart the country, and that's their goal, because they want one world governance. So never in our country's history since the Civil War has our country been so much in danger of being split apart right now. And that's where we come to things like what's happening with our movement, New California, newcaliforniastate.com, so that we can put and keep our country together, but also to create one more state to further the union notion. Now, we have other processes in play. We have other competitors out there, if you will, in California to become multiple states, which is the three-state solution that we've been talking about. Now, you've probably heard about this from Tim Draper, break apart California into three states. He's got a proposition out there. And, of course, the proposition is severely flawed. It will not succeed because you cannot form a new state from a proposition alone. The key to forming a new state properly is to go through the state legislature. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution is very, very clear about that. A state split can happen. You can grow. In fact, how did we get 50 new states? How did we get 50 states to begin with? The state split process, Virginia forming West Virginia. That's a simple one right there. The one we'll come back to later on. But also through territorial exchanges and the granting of statehood after being a territory for a while, showing an semblance of governance in that territory to the United States Congress. That's how that started. So you can form states naturally within the levels of the Constitution. What you cannot do with our Constitution is you cannot secede from the Union. Now, secession is what the South was trying to do in 1860 and 61. They wanted to secede. They wanted to leave the United States. And they actually had conventions by which they had secessionist conventions. And delegates would come to these conventions throughout all the South. And ultimately, by 1861, it was pretty clear that a lot of the states that were there, starting with Virginia, and Virginia wasn't West Virginia at the time. There was no West Virginia. In fact, what was going on is you had West Virginians saying, we don't want to secede. We want to stay a part of the Union. And so they formed their own delegates, and they had their own conventions. And ultimately, that led to a Declaration of Independence from West Virginia. Because West Virginia actually voted for secession. And Abraham Lincoln, well, he was appealed to by those in West Virginia and said, wait a minute, we don't have a legitimate government in West Virginia any longer, so we are the only government. And Abraham Lincoln recognized that and wrote a resolution to the Congress, and the Congress granted them statehood. I'm simplifying things. It's a fabulous history to study that. But the situation that we have going on right now in California is that there is a group, and it's called Yes California. Yes California is supporting what's known as CalExit. They actually want to break away from the Union and form a new country. Enter Jerry Brown, the Pope's lapdog, right? He's behind all this. He supports this. He'll say he isn't. But they have a proposition gathering signatures right now to secede from the country. Now, they can't do it legally. I mean, they can try. There's actually a constitutional formula to do that. Get, was it, two-thirds of the states to say goodbye, California? That's not going to happen. The only other alternative, which has actually been litigated in court in White versus Texas in 1867, said, yeah, you can do two things to split away and form in another country from the Union. You can have revolution, or you can have the split process with two-thirds majority. That's not going to happen. So the other alternative, they've talked about revolution and killing Californians to have their own country. That's Jerry Brown stuff. New California is not about that. New California is not a secessionist movement. New California is all about a new state of California. It's a new state of New California, a 51st state. Legal, lawful process. It is the only process of the four. There's only one that is the legal pathway, the constitutional pathway to statehood, and that's New California. It's hard to understand initially when you start getting into all this stuff and wading into the weeds, but it's absolutely the truth. If you want to form a new California, you have to follow the Constitution. You have to follow the Founding Fathers. And that's exactly what New California is doing. Visit newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, if you'd like to listen to us by telephone, you can do so. Area code 605-562-4209. You can dial this number and listen to our show on the phone. Bet you didn't know that. I don't know how many people on the phone are listening. And you can dial the number 701-719-0850. Dial this number to listen to the last five podcasts on your phone. Really? I'm going to have to do that. I mean, I don't know how many listeners we have. I know we get about, maybe a half a million an hour. Wow. Wow. I mean, Red State Talk Radio is exploding. That's about, I bet during the day we get about a million and a half, 2 million, maybe three. Some days it's really up there. I can kind of tell we have these estimates and counters and stuff like that, the bells and whistles. It takes a while to tally these things up, but I just want to thank everybody. Once again, you're free to move around the country and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Now, I do know that in New California, we're going to be having a great Christmas this year. And come January, we're going to be celebrating something very, very special, which we're going to be announcing too. It's New California. And remember, visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Become part of the solution to continuing to unify our nation. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Merry Christmas. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.